Hi, everybody. It is 30 minutes left in February 24th, 2019. My name is Deanie, and this is the Deanie Truths Podcast. For all of you listening out there, whether it be this morning, this afternoon, this evening, I thank you very, very much for taking time out of your day to listen to this show. I always try to share my experiences and not tell you exactly what to do, but to share them. And I've felt more that people like and appreciate it more when I just share. And it's not more of just trying to tell people how to do things. People want to know more about me. And that's generally what the show's about. It's about me sharing what I'm all about, my ideas, my values, and bringing my friends on, and understanding and learning from other people that I probably would never think of learning anything about before. But that is what the show's all about. So I thank you very much for all of you that wanting to tune in and listen. All right, so let's talk about what the day was like today. I wanted to wait until the day was over before I actually talked about everything because the Oscars just ended as well, as of this recording. Green Book won, which was my pick, my emotional pick. My rational pick was Roma because it was just gaining so much traction. I thought, well, my logic will dictate to me that Roma's going to win, but my heart was telling me Green Book because I absolutely loved it. But with that aside, don't want to get too much into the movies, but let me tell you about what's been going on with the weight loss goal. So I gained 2 pounds in muscle just from a day. Just compared to yesterday, I was able to gain 2 pounds of muscle. So I'm getting stronger, guys. And my body weight's going down. So I am putting in a lot of work here. And I'm going to talk more about this near the end because this has to do with the charisma aspect of my strength this time around. But I want to say that I am making very good progress, and I was only able to work out once today because I didn't want to overdo it for before I was hosting an Oscars party, so I wanted to make sure that everything was right and dandy before it. And I want to get to my strength today. I'm going to try to figure out what is going to happen tomorrow when I weigh in. I'm hoping that I reach my goal by then because I want to celebrate the 30-pound mark. I'm not there yet. I'm so close, and I want to get there so badly. But I'm not going to cheat because it's not the end result. It's how you get there, and I'm trying to be as honest as possible. I'm not trying to take shortcuts. I'm not trying to do anything. I'm doing the most that I can. So when it comes to my sixth strength out of the 10 strengths that I have, it's charisma. I don't know what it is. Myself personally, I don't think I'm a charismatic guy. I never thought that in my entire life. I've always viewed myself as a very boring person, I guess, because it's just the way I talk. But I don't know, there's just something in me that people just love and they want to be involved and they want to know more and they want to get involved with anything that I do. And I can think of absolutely why. I know why it is. But I have always never thought that, you know, this was just a common thing that people did. It wouldn't be anything different. But I share. I share a lot. I've been sharing a lot for the past few months. But before, this was like way back when I was in college, I was sharing my ideas a lot. And people were loving them. I used to get comments left and right about people praising me over the stuff that I was saying. People were thinking it's like very beautiful thinking. It's like a very beautiful mind that you have. People were telling me that. And it's like, how do you come up with the stuff that you say? I'm like, I don't know. So I started to, I got choked up a little bit there. But I tapped into that again. I was like, I gotta get my stuff out there. I gotta tell people. I can't just hide anymore. I gotta show everybody my passion. Because this is my passion. Talking is my passion. Podcasting is my passion. This is what I love doing. I'm on this planet to learn and grow. to become a better person, to get older and be better than what I was yesterday. That's me. It took me a long time to figure everything out, but I'm figuring it out now. It's different. It's absolutely different. And all that energy is coming into one place, and people are seeing it. Like, here's some examples. My progressivism. There's things that I want to happen all around the world. I want things to change for the better. I want to see people stopping doing wars. I don't want to see corruption. I don't want to see collusion. I don't want to see people fighting over something that is so mediocre that it for like selfish and business reasons. Like they're trying to live their lives in a different way than what I'm trying to live my life. I mean, would it be cool to have a financial security? Sure, but that's not what I'm trying to go for. If I did, then I wouldn't be doing this right now. I'd still be at a job that I didn't like doing. And that's the other thing that got me to be in a leader position was that, you know, I had all these passions and I wanted to get them out. I wanted to try a different challenge. I wanted to show everybody that I can lead people, whether it be on an individual basis or in a group. But it feels like more that it's a chance for me to show off my leadership skills by actually speaking and, you know, challenging every single day. People do not challenge themselves a lot. And when they see somebody like me that's going through this weight loss challenge, it's like all the mad respects. And I'm promising a lot of people that I would do this. I was asking everybody today, like, what is one thing you want to see me do differently? Or what's one thing you want to see me do here? Like, what's something you want to see? And then Nina chimed in. And you know what she said? I'll tell you exactly what she said. I'll pull up on Instagram really quick. She said, for you to accomplish all your goals, I know you can do it. She's like my biggest supporter right now. I mean, we both promised each other. And that passion for me to lose the weight that I have is, I don't know, it's just something that attracts a lot of people. And the fact that I'm actually getting results because of it, I mean, that's surprising even more people that I'm actually doing it and that I'm actually talking about it and I'm actually presenting it. So the fact that I'm doing all this and I'm showing the energy and the passion for it is what's getting people interested. It's that silent charisma that I'm doing. And that's what I think is, like, just so attractive. And also the fact because I care a lot. I do. I do not. I am not going to be living forever. I have only got about 50 more years before I'm gone. I still have a majority of my time left here. And I'm not halfway there yet. I'm only a quarter of my way through my life. And I do want to get to a place where I can bring magic to people's lives, whether it be on an individual basis or I reach out to people. But I do not want to be a self-help guru. I do not want to do that. I do not want to have to shell out easy answers for people. I want to touch people's lives on an individual basis mostly. But if I could talk to an entire group, if I were to talk to a group, I'd share my experiences. And I won't say do this. There's a difference. I won't say do this. I will say try this. Because it might not work for you. If it does, awesome. If it doesn't, there's plenty of other opportunities for you to self-discover yourself. That's what I want to tell people. And I want to share, like, the things that I've learned from other people and the different experiences that I've gone through to get me to this point to where I am right now. So I do not want to stop. I want to keep going. And then, of course, the flaws get in the way. And then I had to learn how to change that. You know, it's that I got sick and tired of me having to constantly get thrown back by all these insecurities and flaws. So I searched deep within myself and I found the better version of me. I found Dini. And Dini is telling me that everything is okay. You're stumbling now, but you're going to get right back up. I know you. You have been doing it throughout your entire life. You're going to show everybody who you are. So that's what it is. That's the energy that I have. That's the passion that I have. I want to show everybody who I am. That's one of the reasons why I started this show. besides helping, you know, trying to value myself more, trying to love myself more. I'm trying to give people an understanding of, like, who I am, who Deanie is. Because whether it be people that are trying to tell you, you got to give value to people. Okay. This is the value that I'm giving. I'm telling everybody a journey. I'm telling a story. The story is gonna have a happy ending. This is not gonna be a tragic Shakespeare tragedy. This is not gonna be one of those. This is gonna be a success story. That's the value that I give. I'm telling everybody a story as it's happening in real time. And I'm very happy about it. I'm very energized about it. I get up every morning energized. I don't feel aches or pains. I feel good. And then, yes, there are things that get me down. It's like a movie script. There's always going to be like a plot twist that comes in and just shakes things up. And then the protagonist gets at the lowest point. I'm going to have my low points. I know that. I still have the insecurities. I still have the things that haunt me in the back of my head. One of those I'm just afraid of, and I had to really dig deep today, and I had to figure out, okay, if you want to, I had to figure out the biggest challenge of my life today. I had to figure out exactly what it was that was really haunting me. Like the big main deep core thing. And this one's going to be a very, very challenging one to do. And that's channeling my loneliness. The fact that I feel that. So I had to dig deep inside and I had to tell myself that if you're gonna get through this, if you're gonna be successful, if you're going to show everybody this is who you are, you have to be able to take care of yourself before you can take care of others. If you cannot do that, then you're not gonna get anywhere with your life. You're gonna be stuck constantly, and then you're going to push yourself back even more, and I do not want that. So I have to do something that is very, very uncomfortable. I have to put myself out there, not just through podcasting, but in person. I have to finally one day be comfortable enough to turn this freaking webcam on and post things on YouTube. I got to be comfortable with my cell phone and talk about my story. I have to be comfortable enough to be able to go places alone, which I already do when I go to the movies, but it's a secluded place when nobody is talking to you. I need to be comfortable being a part of that, a group of people without having to have friends or family around me. I need to be able to channel that. I need to be able to prove that I can be a success and not be afraid of being alone. And that's going to be such a challenge, but I'm willing to fight. I'm willing to face it head on. That's one of the reasons why people think I'm so charismatic, because I care and I show it. It's not fake. I had somebody tell me, when you say you love me, you mean it. It's not just a simple, oh, yeah, I love you, dude. Yeah, it's like, no, you mean it. And I know you're not faking me. And I know that you're amazing because of it. I've been told that I'm above average and I'm the most amazing person in the world. Those are two very complimentary titles. So why would I, at this point in my life, decide that that is what I'm going to stop being? I want to prove to those two people that said that about me that I am going to continue to live up to those titles. I don't want to be ashamed to that. I don't want people to get the wrong idea that they mistitled me. I don't want people to think that that's the case. No. This is me. This is the honesty. This is the passion. This is the love that I have. And I didn't get this by being emotional. I got this because I realized that this is the only life I have. And if I want to show everybody that this is somebody that did good for the world, that somebody that showed a lot of care and love and passion, then I need to do that for others as well. But I needed to learn to do it myself. I had to self love. I had to self-value. I had to do all these things. And I today, I feel a lot better. And the tears are swelling up right now, but that's just how much I'm caring. And one day when I reach a milestone, that is going to be one of the greatest days of my life. And I'm going to celebrate like no other. And then I'm going to make another challenge. And then I'm going to do that. I'm going to beat that challenge. And then I'm going to while I'm doing that, I'm going to face my loneliness challenge. I'm going to beat it. Because I do not want to have to bring somebody into a relationship just to heal an emotional scar. I feel like that's unfair to them and it's unfair to me. The person that I'm going to marry is going to be somebody that I love deeply and passionately and I will care a lot about. And it's because and I'm going to love them after I've already been a complete person. I do not want to rely on somebody else to complete me. I want to be complete by the time I fall in love with somebody. That's what that is for me. And it's all these sayings. And it's the way I talk too. Like I've had somebody once say to me, it's like, I love the way you talk. You're very charismatic when you're speaking. And I think that's what draws people's attention to you because you're not afraid to speak your mind. You're not afraid to be honest. You're not afraid to cover up. You're always willing to do that. So it's a matter of energy and passion and love, and people are attracted to that. It's what I see in all of the people that I looked up to. They were never afraid. They were always courageous. They were willing to do the tough challenges. They were willing to create things that nobody would ever think would be great, and then they turned out to be great. So for me, this is the thing that I'm trying to push so much because I feel that this podcast and myself are going to be great. And that's why I'm doing this every single day. That's why I keep pushing and pushing, but not hurting myself in the process, taking it back, realizing roadblocks are going to happen even after I become a success. Like something's going to come up where it's going to drag me down and I'm just going to have to pull myself back up and say, all right, here we go. Round two. Going to have another big moment here. Let's do this. And I don't give up. I got sick and tired of giving up. I used to give up on a lot of old podcasts and I didn't really stick with it. I almost gave up on this because I felt like I didn't need it anymore. But now I realized I did. If I didn't, then I would be laying around thinking, what am I going to do? I have no idea what I'm going to do. You know, it was tough when I quit my job. I had to do it, though. It wasn't something that it wasn't a choice, really. I mean, I could have stayed, but I would have just been more miserable, and I probably wouldn't have done this. I wouldn't have had the freedom to do this. This was an exception, because I finally was able to leave, and then I finally had the freedom, and I finally was able to get myself healthy. Because I got to keep reminding myself that if I had stayed, I would not have lost 25 pounds. I would have probably been 25 pounds heavier, and I probably would have been so miserable that something tragic might have happened. And that was not going to be me. There's a part of me that always says when I'm at my lowest point, there's always a part of me that says, no, you're not going out, not like this. You're not doing this, not through all you've been through. Not through everything that you've gone through in your childhood. Not happening. You are not giving up. And that's Deanie really screaming at me. When I'm digging deep inside my head, Deanie is screaming at me. He's like, you're not going. This is not you. You're going to pull yourself out of it. Because if you don't, then you're going to be giving up on every single person that cares and loves and wants you to be something. Because everybody thought that you were. Everybody thinks you are. There's a lot of people cheering for you, man. You're not going to give up on them. Are you? No, you're not. So keep fighting. One of these days, like in about 5 years, I'm probably going to replay this back. For everybody that wanted to hear exactly what it was like before I ever made it, this was me. I do not feel like somebody that is going to fail. I can't afford to lose at this point. Not through everything that I've been through. All the training that I had to do as a kid. Understanding what it was, what it meant to be on the autism spectrum. That's something that the majority of people will never understand what that's like. And having to grow up as an adult knowing that you're not going to have the same benefits you had as a kid. You're going to have to learn to fight on your own. You're going to have to learn to be self-reliant. You got to be able to show everybody that you don't need to always have holding somebody's hand along the way. That you can make your own decisions, that you can fight for yourself, and that you can get the things that you desire. But going on a good path about it, not taking shortcuts, not doing things that are considered evil, not trying to be two-faced about it. Because people are gonna want to remember you for something. And this is everything that I'm going through right now. Right now, I'm loving my friends more than they're loving me. In fact, I'm gonna be doing something different for my birthday than I never done before. I'm actually gonna be giving every one of my friends gifts. But it's gonna be gifts that are gonna be worthwhile. They're gonna last for a lifetime because I'm going to be speaking those gifts. They're not going to be physical. They're going to be remembered for a long time. So I'm doing everything I can for myself. And if you want to understand why I'm so charismatic, this is the reason. The most passionate episode I made so far is me being passionate, being loving, being caring, and being able to show everybody the value in which I bring. Because you are listening to somebody that always tries to put his foot forward and then trying to put the other one forward and keep moving. And if you can apply that to your life, then that's awesome. But I'm not going to tell you to do it. You got to figure that out for yourself. That's what I want to tell people. I don't want to be giving books about how to do things. Here's the 12 steps on how to do it. That's not me. If I was to ever write a book, it would be an experience. It would be a story, and I want to tell that story. And if people are interested in reading that story, then yes, they can buy it if they so desire. But one day, I will write a book about it. It's just not right now. This is my story right here, is this podcast. The entire Deanie Truths podcast, this is my story. Until the day I die, I'm going to continue to do this show, no matter what. But at the same time, as I'm doing this show, I'm also reaching out and trying new challenges, pushing myself past the uncomfortability. When I stretch, I try to push past a pain tolerance. So I'm teaching myself mentally how to push past it so that I can get better. And I'm seeing the results because of it. So now I got to teach myself how to do it mentally. How to push those through the pain tolerance and be able to do the things that I was always so afraid of doing. And I always think back. And if I over falter, I always think back to the promise that I once made to Nina, and I told her, I was like, I am going through this. I am going to win this. I am going to reach my goal. And she believes me, and she knows that's real, and she will definitely be one of my biggest supporters ever. That's why she said that today is like, you accomplishing your goals, that's what I want to see from you. I know you can do it. She knows it. And I know, and my friends, when we were having the Oscar party, before they left, they said, please continue on with that journey, man. It's very inspiring. I love all your updates. See, people are paying attention. But it's a small crowd. Imagine when that audience grows. They're going to see a transition. They're going to see somebody that's growing. And they're going to appreciate it. They're going to love it. They're going to want to try to be like me. But I'm going to say, don't be like me. Be the better version of you. Find out who you are. And you can, and that's, once you figure that out for yourself, it's going to get easier for you. That's what I want to teach people. And I got to learn to be a better talker too. Because even though I'm talking right now, there's always an opportunity for you to get your thoughts out better. But man, very, very tough one. Very, very tough. But that's my charisma right there. That's why so many people love me. That's why so many people want to see me grow. That's why so many people like me on the other show. Because while I was providing content, I was entertaining them. Because I could be very funny too. I know the right jokes to say. I know how to make people laugh. As much as I think. But I learn my audience. I learn what it is. But yes, that's everything that I want to say. But I'm happy I did this. This is something that I've always said it was going to be a tough one to myself. I've always said this one's going to be tough because it involves all my passion and energy. This is my charisma right here. And now it's ending, so I feel a lot better now. I'm going to wake up tomorrow and then I'm going to be doing the same thing. Trying to come up with ways and to be better than I was yesterday. And not letting other people's lives get in my way. Or I shouldn't say it like that. I should say not worrying about, you know, putting more value on your life and not trying to catch up with other people's lives. Like stop trying to compare yourself to them. That's what I'm trying to say. Stop comparing your life with other people's. Because you're only seeing their highlights, just like you post your highlights. But you're different, because you're saying what's on your mind. You're telling everybody what your feelings are at that moment. You're not happy all the time. You have some down moments, and you say them. You don't falter, ever. And that's the difference. That's what I do differently. So I'm very happy that this is now going to end, and I can get to the next one. So the next strength is evolving. I want to evolve every single day, and I'll talk about that, being better than yesterday. I'll talk about what that means tomorrow. All right, guys, that's going to be it for me. If you want to follow me on any of the podcasting platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher, or Anchor. All the links are in the description box. You can check those out for yourself if you so desire. If you want to follow me on any of the social media platforms like Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, they're all in the description box as well. Just make sure you click on the link, or you can copy and paste it and put it in your web browser, whatever you want to do. Just let me know what you think. I'd love to hear you guys, what your comments are about it. All right, guys, I will catch you tomorrow. Because it's about 3 minutes to midnight. Oh, I wish it was 2 minutes to midnight. Then I can sing the Iron Maiden song. But no, it's not. It's 3 minutes to midnight. Damn it. Oh, well. Guys, I will see you tomorrow. Whether you'll be listening in the morning, the afternoon, or the evening, you're going to enjoy it. So until then, arrivederci.